From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. The federal government has licensed a new nuclear reactor to be built at DTE's Fermi 2 plant. Some critics say there are better options to generate power for Michigan. We're in a large simulator of a nuclear reactor control room at the Fermi 2 power plant near Monroe. Employees are being trained to deal with just about any foreseeable problem a nuclear power plant might face. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved permits for building another nuclear reactor, which would be called Fermi 3. But DTE spokesman Guy Cirillo says nothing is definite.
We have the license, and that's a great option to have for the future. There are several factors that would play into whether or not we build, and if and when, at what point we would build the plant.
Factors such as the price of coal and natural gas, energy demand, the cost of building the plant, and government regulations on carbon emissions. A nuclear power plant emits no greenhouse gases. The cost of building a nuclear power plant is one of the huge factors, and the exact price is not clear.
We do not have a cost estimate at this point.
But based on the price of recent nuclear power plants in the U.S., it's been estimated by others that Fermi 3 might cost $10 billion. But nuclear power plants almost always go over budget. Fermi 2 ended up costing three times the original estimate. Critics say building Fermi 3 would be a huge gamble of billions of dollars that DTE ratepayers would have to pay. Jeff Olson is an environmental engineer and a member of the Alliance to Halt Fermi 3.
Regardless of what you think about all the health and safety issues, which concern me, but people have different opinions about those, but the economics of nuclear power has been such a disaster.
Olson says with the electricity market changing so quickly with the shift from coal to natural gas, the increased use of wind and solar power, the developing technologies to store energy, DTE should talk to its ratepayers about what kind of energy they want to pay for in the future.
DTE and the other big utilities are kind of that last vestige of the 1950s kind of corporate structure where they know what's best for everybody and they don't care what their customers think. I just feel like DTE needs to come clean and talk to the public about this choice.
There's a tremendous amount of risk around building a nuclear plant.
That's Sam Gomberg. He's the lead Midwest energy analyst for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Gomberg says that risk goes beyond the chance of a meltdown or not having anywhere to permanently store spent nuclear fuel.
This is a 10-year project minimum that we're looking at before this thing might come online. And what is the world going to look like in 10 years? And in 10 years, when you're about to flip the switch on that nuclear reactor, are you going to look around you and say, I wish I would have done something different?
Officials at DTE say they're aware of the risks. Guy Cirillo says Fermi 3 is just a nice option to have.
Right now, we will not be building Fermi 3. Natural gas generation is the best baseload option out there right now. And renewables as well as a supplementary mode of generation for our customers.
Adding up the solar and wind DTE currently generates in Michigan and the wind power it buys from outside sources, renewable energy is about 10% of DTE's energy portfolio. Now, to put this all in perspective, according to estimates by some experts we talked to, it would take 100 square miles of solar panels to produce the same energy as a Fermi 3 reactor. That would be something like putting solar panels on 90% of the houses in Michigan. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.